Welcome to Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. Today's episode comes from my Prophet's Teaching Series. Join me in diving deeper into the Word and the Spirit. Greetings, spiritual prayer warriors. Welcome to the Prophet's Teaching Series. And I wanted to share with you some dynamic truths from the Word of God concerning your spiritual armor. You are a spiritual warrior. You're part of the lion's army. You roar for the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 5:5, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the commander of his lion's army, those who would valiantly rise up in the spirit and would use their spiritual authority in order to accomplish great feats and do great things for the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to protect their family and to bring about the release and the manifestation of all of their covenant rights. And so we are in a spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare, what does that mean? It's the clash, it's the tension between the kingdom of light, who is Jesus and his kingdom, and the kingdom of darkness that is run by the devil and his demonic hordes. There's spiritual warfare that's going on around us all of the time. It's not something that you escape, you're in it, period, every day of your life. You can't ignore it. And so the scripture gives us all that we need to know about how to be victorious in that warfare. Praise God. So we're going to delve into that a little bit tonight. Also, next week, the next episode, I'll probably continue some of the thoughts. But here we find in Ephesians 1 and also in Ephesians 6. The book of Ephesians begins and ends an exhortation to walk in spiritual authority with Jesus Christ. The believer receives all his power and delegated authority from Jesus, and with that authority, we partake of Christ's victory over all the power of darkness. Now, what do I mean by that, beginning and ending? Well, in Ephesians 1, verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Listen, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. In other words, in the first chapter, this great lofty book to the Ephesians, whereby Paul explains all of these heavenly things, who we are in Christ, how that we are blessed in the heavenlies, how that we do warfare in the heavenlies and that second heaven realm, all of those things are covered by Paul in a very victorious and a lofty, wonderful manner. But he mentions that the authority that Jesus purchased was not just for himself, but he's gone to heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father as the head, and therefore his body, which are all the saints on the earth, are now walking with that authority under their feet. He's given us that authority. Very important. Now I want you to notice, we're going to go to the sixth chapter, beginning with verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So our strength is in the Lord and what he has done for us. It comes from him. It flows through us. He said in Matthew 28, all authority both in heaven and in earth has been given unto me, therefore you go. In other words, I'm giving it now unto you. That's what the Great Commission was all about. Victory over what the enemy is doing in the world. But then he goes on and he says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So he talks about the armor. I'm not sure that I'll read the armor in this episode, because I specifically want to explain to you exactly what the armor is and how it operates. And I'll do that in the next episode. But let's lay some groundwork about the armor of God in this spiritual warfare. The very first thing I should mention is that the armor assures our victory, your victory, my victory. Praise the Lord. This side of heaven, we believers wrestle against Satan and demonic forces who wish to rob us of our inheritance in Christ. Jesus has assured us victory in this fight by giving to us the whole armor of God. Praise the Lord. That whole armor of God. It's partaking of Christ's victory over all the powers of darkness. Okay, now, let's talk about what the armor does. Number one, the armor is part of the power of the Lord's might, his ruling power. And we read that. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So the armor comes from Christ, and it's part of his ruling power. It's part of the new creation. Praise God. Number two, the armor must be put on and taken up. In verse 11, there the sixth chapter, he said, put on the whole armor of God. In verse 13, he said, therefore take up the whole armor of God. Now that's an interesting phrase, because the armor actually is given to you when you're born again. It's given to you at birth. The difficulty is that you don't know what it is at birth. We have to learn. We have to come to a point where we have an awareness of it, and that awareness is what puts it on. Even though it's a part of our genetic makeup, it is not really utilized in battle. It is not something that can deflect all the fiery darts of the enemy or be used as a weapon against him, unless we have a revelation of the awareness of it. So therefore, it's up to us to put it on. Number three, the armor must be worn in its entirety. Now that's interesting, because he said you'll reflect all, A-L-L, the fiery darts of the wicked one. And then in verse 13, he said, having done all to stand, then you stand in totality in resistance against him. Okay? Number five. No, wait a minute. Number four. Getting ahead of myself. The armor is designed to protect the believer in every area of their lives. There's nothing left out. It's every area of your life. It's your spiritual relationship with Christ and understanding of who you are. It's your physical body, how you maintain this earth suit in walking here on the face of the earth. It's in your relationships with people that are around you. What about your finances? What about the anointings of God and the blessings and the love and the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit? All across the board, it covers everything. Your armor is involved. Number seven, the armor allows the believer to stand steadfast in their inheritance. To stand, the word stand there, like in verse 13, where it says, having done all to stand therefore. It's talking about a steadfast determination. It's a military term. You've taken this ground. You are not backing up. You're not letting the enemy come through at all. Praise God. The armor of God does that for you. Number eight, the armor is worn in prayer and prayerful consciousness. In verse 18, he said this. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praise God. Now, the armor is involved in everything that you do. But I believe that the reason the Apostle Paul said praying is because prayer is supposed to be something. Pray always. Do not cease in prayer. Prayer is a dialogue. It's a relationship with God, meaning with the Spirit of God also. As he moves every day of our life, every situation we confront, there's a communication system that's involved. We have the ability to prayerfully release, and even with decrees and with our authority, to, with the armor of God there, is to use them in that specific battle of the moment. Praise God. Now, there's a couple of other things that I would like to cover today. It's apparent that this text says that the armor is not, number one, referring to the spiritual event of being saved. Because he's writing to the brethren. He says, brethren, put on the whole armor of God. They wouldn't have to be putting it on if when they got saved and become brethren, it was automatic. It was part of them, but they didn't understand it. There was not an awareness. Develop the awareness of what the armor is, and then you put it on and you use it. Praise God. Number two, referring to the natural, it is not referring to the natural acts, good deeds, etc., such as going to church or helping other people. Because he said it's against the wiles of the devil. In other words, it's okay to do those good acts. Those are things that as believers we are called to be able to do. We pray for one another. We lay hands on the sick. We encourage one another. We share the word of God with one another. We help people. All the different things that we do, those are all wonderful things to do. But the armor is actually underneath that. In the spiritual realm, it's dealing with that spiritual conflict behind all of those things that we end up doing. Here's number three. The armor of God is not done once and then forgotten about. No. You have to be conscious about it all of the time. In verse 13, it's interesting that he said that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. The Greek text literally says the evil of each and every day. So it's a continual thing. You're mindful of it every day of your life. And then number four, it is not someone else's responsibility to do it for you. Because in these verses, 14, 15, 16 specifically, it says you put on the armor of God. You do these things. It's an understood you. No one else can do it for you. God can't do it for you. Even though he's created it and given it to you, he can't put it on you with your own awareness. We must accept the responsibility ourselves to put on the armor of God. Now, let me wrap this up by just encouraging you. Next week, I'm definitely going, this next episode, explain to you exactly what the armor of God is. And it's going to be very insightful for you. It's going to help you out tremendously and give you the ability, as the Apostle Paul said, is to win the daily fight against demonic forces, to allow the kingdom of God to be released through you in every situation of your life and all of the encounters that you have for the body of Christ, etc. So that's exciting, and I'm really looking forward to it. So let me pray with you about it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every single person that is viewing this video, that, Lord God, in this teaching, there's something on the inside of them that they understand. Oh, okay, here's something that they have to do. Here's something that is a promise of God for them. Here's something that they make the determination and pick up the responsibility to take the armor of God that's given to them in the Spirit and to put it on consciously and to wear it victoriously in all spiritual warfare, resisting the enemy, resisting sin, resisting deceit and confusion, resisting sickness, resisting the onslaughts of the enemy and demonic oppression and all the things that come against them, their loved ones, the people that they come in contact with. Hallelujah. Give us the victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Release that into their lives now.
I pray that today's message enlightened your heart and strengthened your faith. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And for more teachings and resources, or to become a ministry partner, visit MikeThompsonMinistries.com. God bless.